allergic at Spinarbor. This is exciting.
Writing memoirs is not something I ever thought I'd do. Where do I begin?
Tell me what it was like to be a spine person and I'll start getting it done. Let's talk about one of your biggest cases, Dean.
All right. Well, the Dreams Intelligence Service 3, or JI3, as those of us in the business know it, so many cases in my study. There's one we could never quite wrap up. Jerusalem, 4 BC, it was Passover and the city was crowded. No, the city was bustling, teeming with crowds. The rumor of the Messiah was creating quite a commotion. Now, JA3, we knew the city and the world was counting on us.
Sign up for morning roll call.
Thank you, Jane.
All right, let's see. Gadget.
Present, Chief.
I see you've come prepared, Gadget. At ease.
Numbers?
Right here, Chief.
As expected. Knox and Bree?
Yes, Chief.
And Secret Agent D. Agent D?
Sorry, Chief. I should have expected the delays. The traffic this week. Some joker's camel ran out of water in the middle of downtown. Dromedaries were backed up to Herod's gate.
As a fourth-generation agent, I would think promptness would be in your blood.
Won't happen again, Chief.
On time and on our guard at all times. We can't have a repeat of JI-1 or JI-2.
That's for sure. I don't want to see JI-3 caught unaware like JI-1. I can't imagine the cost of exterminating all those locals.
Yeah, at that point, they just packed up the headquarters and hit the road for better money.
And then years later, the tragedy in Jericho with JI-2.
It took them exactly 40 days and 40 minutes to find King. By that time, there was no more.
Well, not on our watch. We live with vigilance and diligence. Jane? Do you have today's reports?
Nothing looks out of the ordinary.
Maybe. maybe not. Do you all remember a case we opened a few years ago with Nicodemus and a man named Jesus?
Yeah. I do, Chief. I spent a lot of time on that top secret case. The mysterious encounter.
Ernie Till picked up the conversation and did everything. I don't recall all the details.
We put a trail on Nicodemus for 3 months. Eventually, it went cold and we marked him as just a normal guy. The Pharisee kept his nose clean.
Well, apparently, this Jesus guy is back. And in a big way. There was quite an uproar when he entered Jerusalem. Any intel from that scene? Bring her in. Let's see what she's got. Sketch. Yeah. Okay. What in the world? It's just scribble. Is this some kind of code?
We don't want to make it. That's also what we can do.
Here we have people saying, you're so glad I don't. Here, there are other people cheering and quite appropriate. It sounds like trying to answer. It is. Thank you, Sketch.
Anytime that many people gather for one thing, there's probably more than one thing going on.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Chief?
I'm thinking we may need to reopen the case of the mysterious encounter.
I've got something that might help, Chief.
Good work, Gadget. Agent D, I want you back on this case. Let's start with some simple surveillance.
On it, Chief.
The rest of you, on to your day's assignments.
I've invented something significant. Here, read this.
What? This is just a page full of numbers. Numbers? Is this more of your code?
Yes. And read the bottom of the paper.
This paper will self-destruct in 3, 2, 1. What? I can see the wadded-up paper behind you.
Okay, there's still some work to do.
Numbers, if you can really develop a self-destructing code, I'm in. Keep at it. Here, Gadget.
I've been working fiercely, Chief, to train a flock of... How do they train pairs of your ears in the sky?
Do birds have ears?
You wouldn't think so by looking at them, but they do. Undercover ears.
Well, what does it do?
Flock. Why does Chief always smell like cheese? Squawk.
Obviously there are some kinks to work out.
Obviously.
But I'll give this project a green light.
Hey, Dee, did you hear anything on the stornoscope?
The what?
The stornoscope. String, horns, stornoscope. That's the name Gadget gave it. She said it's working in the field. It needs a name.
I'm not sure about the name, but it sure is working.
Everybody, he's back with the report.
What'd you hear?
What?
You won't believe it, but...
fighting the rest of the crew.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So, I was on my stakeout, right here, hiding in some bushes, when I heard an interesting conversation over here.
By my calculations, that's clearly 16 cubits and 3 spans away.
Did you use a stornoscope?
I did, and I could easily hear what was going on. It seems that Jesus was talking to a group of people about whether or not they believed him.
Jane, make sure you're capturing all of this.
Yes, Chief.
One of the things he said was, "For I do not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me to say all that I have spoken. I know that his command leads to eternal life. So whatever I say is just what the Father has told me to say."
Wait a minute. Did he say eternal life?
Yes.
That's what he was talking to Nicodemus about several years ago, right?
Numbers, excellent work. That's exactly right.
Do you have the case file from before? Can you read us Jesus' exact words from that night with Nicodemus?
Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again."
Fascinating.
And then later he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life."
Intriguing.
You want me to go get these guys and bring them in for interrogation?
No, Miles. We practice the art of espionage. We don't walk in time for it.
But I do believe we need to reopen this case.
Well, what are we going to do?
All right, listen up. We've got to crack the code to born again and eternal life. If Jesus really has the secret to eternal life, we have to find out what it is and protect it. We can't let it fall into the wrong hands. That's our mission.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
Agent D, I want you back in the field, gathering all the evidence you can find.
Yes, Chief.
Knox and Bree, go with D. I want you to find someone who has had an encounter with Jesus or his group of followers. We need to find out. I want you working on decoding what Jesus meant by eternal life. Numbers, I want you to calculate how someone can be born again. And Jane, would you read us again what Jesus said about born again?
Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again.
See the kingdom of God and us there born again. Nicodemus, you must be forgiven of sin. There's grace for the humble, grace to redeem, grace for you and me. Born again, born again. Our lives transformed within. No matter what good we do on the outside, the change we need is within. Born again, born again. By God's Spirit, we're born again. Oh, 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 we must be born again. Nicodemus, just like you, we must be born again. We just can see the kingdom of God and us we're born again. If we need us, just like you, we must be forgiven of sin. So God sent a Savior to make a way for all who will believe.
Born again, our lives transformed within. No matter what good we do on the outside, the change we need is within. Born again.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new life and a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1 Peter 1:3.
Hope and hope in love and forgiveness. All authority in Jesus sent to redeem us. We can be free.
Reopening this place energizes in the days to follow.
I bet it did.
No scratch. Too predictive. Reopening this place took over our lives. We gave whatever it took to help the code for born again and eternal life. No supervisor glazed over from making endless scrolls of scripture, searching for prophecy, seeking for answers. Hour after hour, scratch that more meticulous, minute by minute.
Members, any breakthroughs on what born again means?
It's quite a puzzle, Chief. Jane, please read us through the agency's report where Nicodemus asked the question. Oh, that is the question. I've calculated every possible scenario, Chief, and by all indications, he's talking about a different kind of fruit. He mentions point of the Spirit when he says, well, give it to us exactly, Jane.
He said, flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit.
So, it's a second birth that seems to happen within your spirit. Something supernatural. What's going on here?
We have someone who's going to talk to you, or else.
Who is this, Knox?
This is Lenny, the donkey.
Oh,
All right, Lenny, spill it. What was your interaction with Jesus and his followers?
Where am I? Who are you guys?
It's top secret. We're so top secret. We're not even sure we exist.
I want to speak to my attorney. No. Okay, please, I'm gonna wet my pants.
Tell us what you know. All right, take this witness away. Oh, and thank you.
You're welcome.
So, this Jesus is our key, a teacher, a prophet from Galilee.
See, something in red late last night in the scrolls from next week. The prophet Zechariah said, "Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. The king comes to you." Riding on a donkey, the foal of a donkey.
That's what just happened.
Numbers, how do you work a puzzle?
One piece at a time.
That's right. And this puzzle is finally starting to come together. Everyone, let's keep an eye on this Jesus guy. I'm thinking he will lead us to the secret of eternal life.
Counselor, the way to choose.
President, Chief wants a report on eternal life when you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready. Could you please read Jesus' statement for us again, Jane? Well, from what we've learned and what we've heard and what we've learned of in the scrolls, I believe that Jesus is connecting the dots that he is the Son of God.
This is getting serious. That's a serious thing.
It sure is. And remember in the encounter in the encounter Agent D overheard Jesus kept referring to the Father. I think he's talking about God.
Good work, Dante.
Oh, and one more thing. I designed a new technology I like to call bugs. You place the bug near the informant, and you place actual bugs near the informant to really get up close and personal. Who knows what those bugs will get out of them?
Alright.
Let's see what they have to say.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
I wish. Somehow some bugs got my ankles.
I'm itching like crazy.
Good. Well, you better talk. You are those
bugs.
Please, no. The itching is torture.
You're taking this way too. Tell us who Nicodemus is, or we'll bring in the secret weapon.
You don't want a secret
Okay, look, this is an outrage. Don't you know who we are? We're Pharisees, and so is Nicodemus.
We're all standing figures in the synagogue. What were you all talking about earlier today?
We sent the temple police to arrest Jesus, and they came back without him. This man's causing all kinds of trouble with the people.
And with us, he seems to be the son. What does Nicodemus have to do with any of this?
I'm not sure. When we wanted to arrest Jesus, he said, "Does our law condemn a man without first hearing him to find out what he's been doing?"
That's not my answer.
How about those bugs I planted?
Great idea, Gadget.
Darkness for Nicodemus. Now he's speaking up in the daylight in front of his peers.
The picture of our puzzle is getting clearer. Born again, spirit gives birth to spirit.
Jesus, the Son of God, gives eternal life.
So we stay at it. Let's keep seeking. I think we'll find what we're looking for.
And it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Matthew 7:7. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart. Jeremiah 29:12.
I wonder where Knox and Bree are.
Knox, Bree, what's wrong?
Crazy.
Again? Now what happened?
Jesus was arrested.
What? Why?
It seems he was betrayed by one of his followers.
I knew it. A double agent.
Then Caiaphas, the chief priest, had Jesus arrested. No, I heard they sent him to Pilate and they had a beating pretty badly.
Hey, are you okay?
Have you heard what's happening?
Yeah, I've heard.
There was a mob of people. Pilate said he would release a prisoner, Jesus or Barabbas. The mob is chatting for him to release Barabbas. Jesus is going to be crucified.
Unbelievable news. I'm not sure what to make of it.
Upon his back the wounds he bore, upon his brow the crown of thorns. our perfect sacrifice. Jesus, our sin he carried, nailed him there. The love he shared, it held him there. Our perfect sacrifice. Jesus, no greater love will we ever see. No greater grace. Because of Jesus, hope came for all the lost. There's mercy that the Jesus set upon the cross. There's mercy and forgiveness, joy came and touch of cross. There's life because of Jesus set upon the
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Romans 3:23-24.
No greater love will we ever see. No greater grace will we receive. Because of Jesus, hope came for all the lost. There's mercy because of Jesus shed upon the cross. There's mercy and forgiveness, hope came and touch of cross. There's mercy because of Jesus shed upon the cross. Jesus died upon the
cross, upon the cross. So what did you do, Dean?
Well, after Jesus was crucified, we thought it was the end. Surprisingly, Nicodemus again appeared on the scene.
Oh, I remember that happening. He and Joseph of Arimathea took Jesus' body down from the cross and laid it in a tomb.
That's right. Nicodemus went from a scene conversation in the dark of night to a conversation in broad daylight with his peers to a public expression of love for Jesus.
I guess you closed the gates after that.
Are you kidding? You remember, 3 days later, a miracle happened. Jesus' body was resurrected from the grave.
So did you ever close the case?
It was years and years before we would finally close the case between the mysterious encounter between Jesus and Nicodemus. It took a key witness, John, one of Jesus' followers, to testify as he copied all these truths down on paper. In chapter 3, verse 16, John wrote the actual words Jesus spoke to Nicodemus that night. A belief in Jesus leads to forgiveness of sin, eternal life, and a new identity in Jesus.
All the secrets of the mystery revealed.
When we began to unravel all those secrets, we thought we needed to protect them so they wouldn't fall into the wrong hands. But we were wrong. These secrets didn't need to be protected. They needed to be shared with everyone, with the world, so the world could hear and believe.
Jesus died to set us free. I believe.
whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Amazing story, Dee. So were there any more mysteries to solve for JI3 after this one?
No, this was our last case. Chief, Jane, Nubbery's gadget, every one of us decided that after all this, no, just means that. Because of all this, Jesus gave us a new mission to live and a new identity in him.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new is here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead. 1 Peter 1:3.
I believe in John 3:16.